On September 11th, 2001, I had just walked into our office at Fisher Rounds and Associates. I was not holding public office at the time. I walked in to meet with Carl Fisher, and as we sat down, he said he had just seen that an aircraft had flown into one of the buildings. And I said, you know, I'm familiar with that area, and I said, there is no way that that can be an accident. And as we watched, a second one flew into the second building while we watched. And I remember telling Carl at that time, I said, our world has just changed. This will be a day that we will never forget. And moving from that time forward, most of us here in the United States understood that we had just entered in a different arena. And we didn't exactly know then who had done it, why they had done it, or what we were going to do about it. We just knew that we were united as Americans, and that unfortunately this was going to be a long and a very bloody battle because we were going to have to send our troops into harm's way. We understood that. Later that month, I had already decided that I was supporting John Thune to be governor of South Dakota. And later that month, John decided that he would run for the United States Senate against Tim Johnson at the time, rather than stepping in and running for the governorship in South Dakota. And when that happened, I didn't give it much thought, but later that year, because John had stepped out, I entered into a three-way primary with two of my good friends at the time, Mark Barnett and Steve Kirby, for the governor's office, and the rest is kind of history. But 9/11 changed my life, just like it did a lot of other people's. But in that particular case, because I had not had intentions of staying actively involved in public service at that time.